At 12 or 14, I had the longest paper route in the state of Wisconsin. 18 miles out in the country. 10 below zero blizzard, and all my papers blew away. It was pitch black. It was way after time to be home. Pitch black in the middle of winter. And it was a long, long way from home. And this bicycle fell over on the ice, and the papers blew away in the dark. And I started to cry. Frustration. And I thought, I'll dig into this snowbank. Well, in Wisconsin, by the end of January, the snow is 10 feet high. So I dug into a hole in the snowbank, broke through the crust, and climbed in there. All of a sudden, an incredible state overcame me. I don't want to think about it too much because it starts it up again. The infinite presence of an exquisite peace, it was like the essence of love. Any personal self just dissolved. There's only the totality of this infinite presence, not different than that which I am. Truth, the self, was the self of this presence, which existed before all time began and will be there when all time has ended. Before all universes, after all universes, there will be that. That was all nonverbal. It was only the knowingness of being at one with that presence. Beyond all time, and the condition lasted for eons. The conditions beyond time were not measurable on conceptual ideas of time. So it went on for an infinite and worldly concepts were infinite period. Huh? And when it came to an end, my father was shaking my foot. He was afraid I was going to freeze to death. And I saw that he believed in death. And if I didn't come back in the body, he would think I died. And I saw he would go through great grief. And so, because of my love for him, I did come back. Mistake. Cody Fantasy, right? All right. So then later on in later life, one time I was walking out in the woods by myself, and it came to me the total knowingness of the total suffering of all of mankind in all of its totality throughout all of time. I don't know how to explain it to you. It came out of a knowingness and a stunning confrontation that was incredible. I looked at the totality of the agony of all men. Phew, God. In that moment, I became an atheist. See, because the belief in God in those days was that God was the creator of everything, including toenail fungus. God was the creator of everything, see? So not only is a bad God, but he's the creator of everything, and all this horrible, horrific suffering, he created that too. Well, I could not believe in a God like that. You see, so this entity was already devoted to truth and recognized that that was not truth. Lacking sophistication, I didn't realize that what I was looking at was the creation of the human ego. Human ego. But it was blamed on God, which still happens on every night's newsreel. Why did God allow this to happen to my child to be run over by the bus, right? You never heard of karma, right? From an atheist then, there was the search for truth through psychoanalysis. I went through incredible psychoanalysis. I read all the great philosophers and great literature of the world and read about Zen and various things. But there was a progressive despair. It got worse about my mid-30s or so. And it was like an obsession to get to the core and the essence of truth, whether there was such a truth or not. I didn't call it God anymore. It's as though life had no... It wasn't significant to live life unless one could reach this. Otherwise, life was sort of a silly behaviorism, sort of a conditioned reflex. You could do without it. It didn't have any real profound significance. And thus you could find some core of existential truth that would give it significance. If it's only lived for the sake of moment to moment, then it's just an animal life, and what's the point of going through the suffering of it? You might as well quit now. So there was this drive to reach the core and reach the bottom. And in the mid-30s, this became an obsession, and driving for it, I got to an inner core of despair and black despair. And then, the opposite of what I'd experienced in the snowbank, I got to experience the lower levels of hell. The higher levels of hell were dreadful. And what most people think of hell are the higher levels. Jacks for openers, that isn't even hell. People's tongues being torn out and tormented, I mean, that's nothing at all. Then it starts to get bad. And the pits of hell, like the heights of heaven, are formless. So you go past the form and the dread and the terror, and there's a knowingness which Dante saw. Dante, how he knew it, I don't know. There's a knowingness beyond this point, give up all hope forevermore. And then you go to the real depths, which are timeless eons of agony beyond agony of the spirit. And at the depths of the agony of the spirit, there's no hope of ever coming out of it. There's no means of doing so. At the depths of it all, this ardent, dedicated atheist said, if there is a God, I ask him for help. And then oblivion. And then an awakening, I don't know how much later, a day or two, 6 hours, I have no idea, in which everything had been transformed to the opposite of, there was no person left. There's no person talking now. People say, what are you going to talk about? How would I know till I hear it? There isn't any like central control unit making a decision of where we're going to go and what we're going to say. It all happens as a consequence of the totality of the field.